John Party.
Hey, hey.
Look at your styling hair.
I just put some hairspray in it, really.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. My hair would never do that. It would take weeks of torture to actually do it. So now I'm staring at your hair. Like, now I want to touch it. I'm not going to. I'm not going to do it. We'll wait later in the interview, see if he's up for it, and he can invite me, but I won't do it. So we usually see you in Nashville. We've seen you in Vegas. We finally lured you all the way out west. You cannot get much further west than this.
Yeah.
Well, you were on PCH yesterday, right?
What's that?
That is Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one?
Yes.
Yeah.
PCH, the one. Do you call it the one? Because only people from Southern California call anything the 405, the 101, the one.
Well, when you're on a motorcycle, you only get signs.
Yeah.
So one.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Pacific Coast Highway. It says one.
Yeah.
So 101 to one.
That's exactly right.
You had to remember that.
So how far did you go?
We went up to Big Sur, and then we rode around. And
you did not.
Yeah. We went to that place. I don't know. It was cool. Big Sur Park.
That's a really long. That's like 4 hours.
We rode three.
We went really fast.
2 hours. Well, I was in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, okay. So you were at Morro Bay.
Yeah.
And then, gotcha.
Went up to Morro Bay, ate.
Raggedy Point.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we turned around, like, 20 minutes back.
All right. Well,
we could have drove for a long time, but we had to get back.
Were you riding or were you hanging on to someone in the back?
No, I was driving a motorcycle.
All right. I didn't know how you rode.
Do you think I would hang on literally to someone?
That's why I
look like the guy who's going to ride on a motorcycle with somebody else?
I thought I would get maybe a scoop here if that's how you rode.
No.
No? Mm-mm. All right. I know what's going on that night shift.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. So weird.
You know, we're talking about the night shift.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
John Party almost blushed, which is really weird because I didn't think that was capable.
I always describe that it talks about sexual relationships as like in a Disney way.
Oh.
Like it kind of goes around it.
Got it.
You already know what they're talking about.
Yeah, like a first timer going around it. Yeah. Do we have to edit that out?
That radio edit.
Don't you hate those? You don't care. You're like, as long as you play it, I don't care what edit you're using.
I usually don't say much bad stuff on the radio.
No, yeah, that's true. You're pretty good.
You know, you don't want to be saying too much stuff. My podcast, you can say whatever you want, but still, you know, everything is now recordable and shareable, so you got to remember that.
Everything. Mm-hmm. You can't even send an email, dude.
Emails are like ancient. So now it's all about sliding into DMs.
That's true. I thought about this the other day. Every morning I used to get up and go, oh, I wonder who emailed me. No one. It takes way too long.
Yeah.
It's a DM or that you're just, there's no phone calls.
No.
Do you talk on the phone?
I talk on the phone. I hate texting a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's good for short to the point, but like when you really want to discuss something, like I do not like long, dramatic text messages, or this is my, because my manager will do it to me too. She'll send me a long text message, but she's typing from her computer.
So it's easy. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, call me. Like, I don't have time. I'm on a motorcycle. I can't.
Exactly. I know.
Read this long.
Highway
one.
You always have to have both hands on a wheel to a motorcycle. Because I was driving down here today, and as I came around, it was a small curve. Where I live, there was a guy on a motorcycle. I got to do a thing like this. Like, both hands up.
Yeah.
So how do you text when you're doing that? Both your hands are over your head.
I don't do that.
Okay. I don't think you really do that
on a Harley. He was probably on like a crotch rocket.
He might have been. Yeah, it was a small bike.
Yeah.
It was a little bike. So, all right. So now we're at Dodger Stadium. We've learned not to text John a lot of stuff at all, especially if it's dramatic, which, by the way,
please,
you can send anybody a text. And you could read it as dramatic, and they don't mean it as dramatic. It happens.
Mm. Girls like the long, dramatic texts.
Well, we're girls.
I know.
You think it's
very
dramatic.
Very detailed.
It's just normal life for us.
Mm-hmm.
Are you one to work out here at the stadium?
Work out what?
Here at the stadium.
Like workout?
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked out today.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Is it true that you have you wondered about me asking about you and the hanging on to the person riding the bike, but I understand you have a shirtless Tim McGraw poster in your bus?
No, it's in the trailer.
Okay, but it is there.
Yeah.
And that is for?
Motivation.
Exactly.
Dude's like 52.
I know.
Looks
I know.
Way better than all of us.
I know. That man shames people into getting into shape.
I was like, and Tim's cool. And I got to work out with Tim, so I put it up and we kind of laugh at it. And I was like, yeah, but in all truth, funny or not, like, he's killing it in the training game.
How did you do in that first time you worked out with him? Did you just want to die?
No.
Really? You're that good?
It's not that bad. I mean, the third time you do it, you're like, oh, my God. But it's tough.
Jackie and I have seen him with the flipping the truck tires and the marine ropes and chains. And
yeah. Like, he's got a really cool trainer, too.
I don't know what a trainer is anymore, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd flex my muscle, but I got nothing to flex.
Just gotta hit the gym.
You know what I found out? Oh, John, why don't you just say no, Whitney? You're supposed to look. You look really great.
You look great.
There you go. You don't need to worry about this stuff.
You don't need to worry about
what. I just found out your tour mate Morgan Wallen very afraid of spiders.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I heard you have a reason to be afraid of spiders.
I'm not afraid of them. I just don't want to get bit by a brown recluse.
Dude, how did a brown recluse end up in the sleeping area there? That's not cool.
Was
it Arizona?
No, it's in Tennessee. They like dark, cool places.
Yeah.
I know everything about brown recluses.
I guess you do.
They like dark, cool places. So the upstairs, I don't know why they like the very upstairs of my house and then the attic up there. But, I was like, I got to check all my pillows, check all the, you know.
Oh.
I usually stomp around too. Like, I haven't been gone. I've been gone the whole month of July, basically.
Oh, and they get brave.
So when I get home, I'll kind of jump around.
Yep.
Because they're called recluses because they like to hide.
Yep.
But as soon as they feel vibration and like movement, they'll start crawling back up to the attic or I don't think.
Your home.
Oh, yeah. But we got him down now, bug guy.
All right, good.
I got the bug guy on text.
Well, you are safe and sound on the West Coast. One of the first people, actually, you're in the first tour, country tour, that's ever played at Dodger Stadium. So that's going to be exciting for you. I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, it's a historical day.
Well, enjoy it, John Party.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy it.
All right.
We enjoyed it last night. You should have heard
what
we did last
night. Well,
you went
right by my house. Thanks for calling. You should have dropped me a text. Been dramatic.
Oh, but I was in San Luis Obispo.
Well, when you turned around.
Yeah. Well, we were driving by at like 3:30 in the morning. I don't think you'd be up.
You would be surprised.
Oh.
Anytime, John Party. You call anytime.
Flattening them DMs.
Night shift from California Sunrise. We're doing our thing at Dodger Stadium. John Party, thank you so much.
Thank you.